Blog Talk Radio.
Another week, another time, another place. Well, my place, our place, a rehab. So happy to be here another week. It's such a blessing to be to make it to another rehab, and I'd like to thank you for joining me in rehab. If this is your first time listening to rehab, you must know there are very simple rules to rehab, and the rules go as such. There will be no bad vibes, no judgment, no negativity, and no closed mind. This week especially, you need to open up your mind. And if this is your first time listening to rehab, you want to know what's rehab about? What am I doing here listening to rehab? Okay, I'll help you out with that. Rehab is basically your moment, your time, your 15 minutes, little less than 15 minutes of peace. There's a crazy world outside of rehab. You struggle with that world 23 hours and some change. And just spend 15 minutes here with me to relax and to know that everything is going to be okay. Once you get the rules to rehab, come on in the rehab's doors. I forgot to welcome you in and tell you to kick your shoes off, relax your feet. But I wanted to explain rehab just in case this is your first time listening to rehab. So welcome. How was your week? How was your weekend? My week was good. My weekend was good. Doing a lot of things in life right now. It's good to be productive, I assume, you know, or I know it's good to be productive, and that's what I try to do. I try to be productive, but I'm not going to sit up and act like I don't have a non-productive times in my life, because I do, we all do, but that's beside the point. We're here for rehab. So, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. We'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to you. Double early, and I mean double early because it's on Thursday and this is a Tuesday, so therefore I'm doing it 2 days beforehand. Hopefully you eat as much as you possibly can. Hopefully you spend time with people you care about. Hopefully you have a very positive and fun time at Thanksgiving. Enjoy whatever you do. One year I went to Thanksgiving and I ate seafood at my friend's house with his mother. Well, she's like my mother too. And they're the type of people trying to curve all the normal, like the typical situations in life. So if your Thanksgiving is turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese, they just did all seafood. It's because they were just trying to prove a point in a way, but it was really good. So yeah, that was a good Thanksgiving. But hopefully you eat and you enjoy yourself and you eat and you feel good, and then you may get tired and lose some energy. But that's okay, because that just happens sometimes, you know. If you eat too much, your body, we fill our bodies up, and our body's like, hey, man, you're tiring me out. I'll have to put you to bed. When I talk about energy, though, I don't mean the energy as in you're tired or the physical energy. The energy I speak of tonight on rehab is more so the energy that you really can't define. So that's what I said in the beginning. You have to have an open mind tonight. You have to open your mind. Don't close your mind up and say that you don't understand where I'm coming from. Try to open your mind up and understand what I mean by energy. So when you think of energy, you think physical energy, like I was saying. But I'm more so talking about the energy. For example, maybe you meet somebody, you hang out with them. It doesn't even have to be in a dating situation. It could just be somebody you're friends with and or you get to know. And you get around that person, and y'all have good energy, meaning y'all can get along, and y'all can talk and converse, and it seems like nothing's awkward or nothing's odd, and everything seems to flow together. There's good energy there. The way I think about energy is waves, invisible waves that you cannot see, but you can definitely feel. So that's what energy is, like invisible waves that you can feel in your soul. And if you don't believe in the soul, invisible waves that you can feel in your body. Like you can feel. You walk into a room that might not be comfortable for you. You just open a door and you walk in. It may be a party. It may be a get-together. It may be a bar. It may be a club. It may be just out and outing. You walk in and the energy is off. You go, well, if I can't define energy, what do you mean by energy? Your body will tell you. And I'm not talking about your nerves, because maybe it has a little bit to do with your nerves, but there's been plenty of places or plenty of times for sure in your life you walked into a room or walked into a situation or hung out with a certain person or hung out with certain people or certain groups of people, and all of a sudden the energy's off. You don't know what that energy, you don't know what that feeling is. Well, I like to call it energy, not the physical energy. It may end up being physical in a way. So I guess, yes, it's physical in a way, but I don't mean energy like I feel like cleaning up the house energy or, oh, I'm so tired. I don't have any energy. I'm talking more so a vibe in a way. You know, you hear people say good vibes and bad vibes. But this energy is either a good vibe or a bad vibe. So, you know, around this time in the show, if it's the first time you listen to the show, I always like to ask a question of the week. I don't ask too difficult questions, too many difficult questions, or many questions at all. I just ask very simple questions because it's nice to think sometimes. And so when I'm talking about energy, the question of the week is, what type of energy do you think you give off? I'll let you think about that, and I'll be right back. I use the example of when you walk into a room or when you're hanging out with someone or in a group. And you ever just be hanging out with a person or even get intimate with a person and the energy is just all off. It's off. It just doesn't seem right. It's always awkward. It's because you can't define what the problem is. Maybe you really want to get along with somebody. Maybe you're really attracted to somebody. But that it's just not working. The friendship isn't working. The physical interactions are not working. When you're trying everything in your power to get this thing to work. And I believe, personally, that it's energy. The energy just isn't there. I've given an example. I've been out to certain places where I live, and I walked into a bar with a friend one time, and I'm not going to give you the details of the bar or who was in the bar or what was going on in the bar, but as soon as I walked in there, I knew something was wrong. I felt the energy in the room was not right. And later on in that night, we come to find out that it wasn't right because we ordered food, and it took them almost an hour and a half for them to bring it to us after we had complained several times. If I would have took the energy cue from as soon as I walked in the door, I wouldn't have wasted the time or the money in that place. I've walked into parties, and as soon as I walk into a party, I'm not an imposing person. I'm not 6'8", 250. You know, I'm not, I don't stand out. So I've walked into parties and the places and go, oh, I don't like the energy in this room. And it's really hard to define something that's not definable. It really isn't. You can't, when you talk about the energy I'm talking about, it's literally something that you feel, but you can't define. It's like if you have a headache, you go, oh, man, my head hurts. I don't feel good. I got a headache. Or if you mess up on a job interview or mess up on a job or mess up in a relationship, you go, oh, I'm sad. I feel sad. I'm going to go lay down. I may go to sleep. When it comes to energy, it is something that you just have to know well enough about yourself. So I ask the question, what type of energy do you give off? And if you know yourself well, do you know whether you give off good energy or bad energy? Another example, if you give off bad energy, people tend to gravitate away from you. They don't want to hang with somebody with bad energy. You're like, oh, I thought I was a really nice person. If you want to think about it, if by now in your life, you don't know what type of person you are, right? If you want to figure that out, just take a survey of the people around you and see the people want to hang out with you or talk to you or have anything to do with you. If people are constantly avoiding you, you may give out bad energy. You ask me, okay, what does all this have to do with peace? If you're constantly giving out good energy and good vibes, it could give you peace because the people around you want to get to know you and want to be around you and want to share things with you, and then that gives you time to do other things in life, to enjoy other aspects of life. But if you give off bad energy, then you don't have people that want to tell you anything, they don't want to help you, and so you don't really like, I'm not going to say you don't like anyone, but you start to look at life in a cynical way. And then that robs your peace. Because if you give off good energy and good vibes, then you can have peace. Because you know people and you know personally about yourself that, hey, people look at me and they want to gravitate towards me, not push away from me. So you first have to take an inventory of yourself and go, man, what type of vibes, excuse me, what type of energy do I give off? Very simply, like I'm saying, if you give off energy, if you give off vibes or energy that are good, you would notice that without even trying, people come your way. People talk to you. People want to get to know you. People ask you questions. People ask you for advice. But if you give off bad energy and bad vibes, then people start to go the opposite way. They ignore you. They don't want to do anything to do with you. They find a way to not be in your life. So even though energy is not definable, energy is hard to figure out, just know that energy is out there and it happens in everyday life. And the better you get to know yourself and understand that, the more peace you can bring to others, yourself, in the world around you. Don't forget, every Tuesday at 11, I'll be here. Just try to bring peace to someone else. Happy Thanksgiving.